Oh, good morning, Professor. Easy. Easy. It's not run through your system all the way just yet. I'd ask you if you slept well, but I know you did. You slept as peaceful as a baby. And why not? You're here on my bed, in my room, right beside me. What could possibly be better than this, right? Those? Well, those are a necessary precaution. They're not too tight, are they? Well, I don't really like them either, if I'm being honest, but, well, I'm sorry, but they have to stay on. Just for now, okay? Just until we're... Just wear them for now, okay, my love? I promise it will be better soon.
It's Saturday morning, sir.
No. Of course I didn't do anything to you. Professor, what kind of girl do you think I am? Look, I mean, I know how all of this looks, but it's not like I'm dangerous, okay? I'd never ever do anything to hurt you or take advantage of you like that. Or anything, okay? I know it's hard to believe when you're tied up like this, but you'll just have to trust me. The thing is, Professor, you just don't know yet. When you do, when you hear everything here in my heart, and when you feel everything I have to give you, you'll understand. Until then, you're just going to have to trust me, and lay still. You're still woozy, I'm sure. I might have given you too much. Sorry. I'm new to this, you know? But maybe woozy is better. At least for now. It gives you more time to listen and understand before you decide to do something we both might regret. Your what? Your girlfriend. Sorry, I just hate hearing that phrase, you know? But no, it's okay. I understand. That's what you know her as for now. Well, she's fine, if that's what you're wondering. I went to your place to go introduce myself. It felt a little strange, you know, entering your house through the front door with the keys and all, but it also felt so very right. I guess I should start getting used to that feeling now, though, right? Just promise me something, Professor.
You can never, ever call her your girlfriend again, okay? That would upset me. And sometimes, when I get upset, I do things I regret.
Sorry, where was I? Oh, well, I went to go meet her, to see what this woman could possibly be like. Calm down, Professor. She wasn't home, which is a real shame because I really, really wanted to meet her. What could she possibly have that I don't have, you know? What could she possibly be for you that I wouldn't be better at? I did a bad thing. I saw her pictures everywhere, and I might have made a mess. I cleaned it up as best as I could, I promise. Not as good as the other times I cleaned up messes in your house. Those times I'd visit while you were away to take little keepsakes to remember you by. Oh, please don't look at me like that. Your business conferences would be so long, and just waiting was too difficult. I promise I didn't do anything weird or anything. I just
kept your bed warm and made sure your clothes were sorted and all that. And that your clothes fit. Gosh, I'm gushing. I just get so nervous around you. So I saw she wasn't there, and her pictures were up on your wall for some reason, so I took them down. I took out everything of hers, actually. It just didn't belong there, you know? Besides, there's plenty of room now for us to put up our pictures, you know? Speaking of, how do you think I look? Your silence says everything. I'm surprised it still fit, to be honest. It's been a while since I last had to put on my Catholic schoolgirl uniform. The skirt goes a little bit higher than it used to, but, well, I won't tell if you won't tell. It'll be our little secret, okay? But you don't recognize it, do you? It's okay. By the end of this, you will. I promised you last night that I'd tell you where we really first met. I've been wanting to tell you for years now, practicing night after night, how I'd make my confession. Lying here next to you in my bed, your body so warm against mine, your cheeks so soft under my fingers, it's almost perfect. Mind if I make it a little more perfect, Professor? This is better. Oh God, your scent. Those shirts I would take, and your cologne I borrowed. They don't stand up to the real thing. Professor, may I? I'll tell you, I promise. Just this close after waiting all this time. I need to, okay? Just here, please, God. Please let me. Ago today. I was still in middle school. I had a difficult life. My father left, my mother was never there, and her boyfriends always were. I never let them, but it was getting harder and harder to keep them away. It was raining when I decided I couldn't keep fighting anymore. I had too much, and so I decided that after school I'd hold my hand, Professor, please. I thought it'd be easy reliving that night, but it's not. Your fingers are so warm against my cheek, against my jaw, against my neck. Lower, please. Yes. God, yes, there. Hold them. Squeeze them, please. They're both yours after all. They always have been. No, don't stop. I'll keep going. There were so many cars on the road, and the rain was falling in sheets. I figured it'd be easy to get lost in the chaos. I don't know how long I stood there on the sidewalk. God, Professor, don't stop.
But I knew just a few steps into the road and it'd all be over. I wouldn't have to fight anymore. I could finally be at peace. I didn't know it then, as I stepped onto the asphalt. But not only would that be the day I died, but it would also be the day I would be reborn. There we go. That shirt was just getting in the way anyway. Doesn't my hand feel much better than that fabric? No? Well, these hard little nipples seem to say otherwise. Just as sweet and just as pure as I always knew you'd taste. Not quite perfect. Not yet. But we're getting there. I walked, step, 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 and I turned toward the cars. My eyes were closed, so I never saw where you came from. I heard the tires screech, could see the bright lights through my eyelids, and then warmth. A warmth unlike anything I'd ever felt before in my life. It was that same warmth I'd spent the rest of my life chasing. You tackled me out of the way just in time to save me, but not fast enough to save yourself. I expected the greatest pain I'd ever felt, but instead felt the white heat of salvation. And though I didn't understand it then, I was remade. In that moment, I became yours. I was wearing this same outfit when you saved me. Give me your hand. Before, you see, the skirt went all the way down to here. Now, though, it goes up higher. All the way up to here. Can you feel that, Professor? How hot it is? Here, higher still. God, right there, yes. No, don't move your fingers. Let me move against them. Oh God, yes. Can't you feel it? Can't you feel my love? What about now, when I slide my panties over? Oh, jeez. Oh my goodness. Oh, you're touching me. It's you. It's real. It's my love, and his hand is on. Oh, in me. You said something to me while we waited for the ambulance. Do you remember? You wouldn't let go the whole time. You were so worried that I was the one who was hurt, you almost didn't seem to notice what had happened to your legs. You held me close and you said you had me. You said you wouldn't let go until the hurting stopped. You said you wouldn't leave, even when I began to cry. You said you'd stay as long as I needed you. You still have me, Professor, don't you? You can feel it in here. All of that is yours, The hurting has never fully stopped. And the tears never really stopped falling. And I never stopped needing you. That's why I'm here. Don't you understand? That's why I'm yours. That's why I have dedicated my life to loving you. Because you're mine. I'm close. I'm so, so close. But no. Not like this. Not yet. I want my first time with you to be special. I want it to be together. Here, let me finish taking our clothes off. We're getting close now, and it has to be as pure as possible. I'm going to start up here with your lips. And I'm going to keep kissing until it gets right where I want it to be. The doctor said you wouldn't remember me. They also said you'd never walk again, but look at you now. They also said no visitors past 6. That I shouldn't leave every time you woke up. That I shouldn't touch you while you were asleep. But their rules were for normal people. What we had was far beyond that. Your scent. It's so manly. So intoxicating. It's making me think things and feel things I've never felt before. Lying there asleep, I told you things I've spent the last 10 years mustering the courage to tell you again. That it was my time to protect you. That it was my turn to hold you. That you'd have me as long as you needed me. And that I was grateful for what you did. I never got a proper chance to tell you how thankful I was that you saved me that night. So now, with your manhood, so ready and proud and big, let me thank you properly. You have the most amazing cock in the whole world, Professor. Does that feel good, Professor? Anything I do for you will never be good enough. You're too perfect. This cock is too perfect. I want to be the best
the best girl I can for you. No one deserves you. No one deserves this cock. Thank you for giving it to me. Somewhere else, okay? Because it's time for things to finally be perfect. Lay back. I can do this. I've been waiting for this all my life. And now, here on top of you, with my pussy dripping and your cock aching. It's time. Time to finally have you and I brought myself here, and yet now I can't just take it from you. It wasn't meant to be like this. I can't force it out of you. I need to know, I need to feel that what we're about to do, the sacred promise we're about to make to each other, isn't because you're tied down. Here. Okay? I'm untying your bonds now. I'm here. You're free. And I still want you just as badly as I always have. But it's up to you now. I can take everything else, but this, my virginity, you have to take that. Professor, my love, had anything other than your hairbrush. I know. When you mentioned in class that you lost it, I nearly came right then and there. But you've forgiven everything else. You can forgive that too. Now, please, it's yours to take. I feel so full. I feel so complete. Just hold me here, okay? Let me get used to it. No, I'm ready. I'm yours. Now take me however you want. This is perfect. This is everything. It's never felt so good before. It's everything I hoped it would be. You're perfect. Just like I knew you'd be. Professor, I'm so close. Almost. Yes. Please, with me. With me, in me, all of it. Yes. Yes, my love. God, I can feel it. I can feel all of it in me. This is where I was meant to be. Can't you feel it? This right. This is what I was made for. To be here. Right here, held by you. With you like this. And all of that. That heat. That perfect heat inside of me. Professor? I want you to know I love.
Oh, you still have your phone, right? No, I'll get it. You stay right here, in me. Looks like
it's the girl you used to call your girlfriend. I'm going to say hello. You won't mind, will you? Now that you're mine and all.
Good, Professor. Hello? No, you've got the right phone number. Yes, He's right here. Still inside of me. Who am I? I'm the only person he's ever truly loved, and you're his only mistake. No, I think you need to listen. This man, this perfect, flawless hero of a man, was never yours. If you ever try and contact him again, I'll make sure you pay the full price for pretending to have him for as long as you did. What was that? Sorry, it's so hard to make sense of what you're saying. It seemed like what I'm saying is turning him on, and I can feel him getting hard inside me again. There he is. He's ready. So remember, this man is mine, and you live only because of my courtesy. Don't test how thin my patience is. Now say goodbye, Professor. Good boy. Bye now. You are making me feel pretty wild, Professor. I've never felt this damn good before. You know, Professor, I'm gonna be in your class next semester. So, I imagine there's gonna be plenty of time for us to have lots of other nights like these.